bright, bubbly, sparky, just generally wonderful here on the Midweek Drive, the last Midweek Drive of 2010, of course, on Siren 107.3 FM. And what finer person could we actually welcome aboard the good ship Midweek Drive to actually guide us through this post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas, special American classic series that we're actually doing, than indeed the gentleman who has certainly become the finest ever addition to the Saturday night, Sunday morning Radio 5 Live scenario. Of course, he is the legend that is our Gabby Cabby himself, Peter Franklin. Are you there, Peter?
Yes, I am. And are you aware of the fact, and I address all of your nice listeners, that if Mary and Joseph came to New York City this week, they would be arrested for sleeping in a stable. They would be arrested for sleeping on the subway. They would be arrested for sleeping in a park. So I think it's highly remote that we will have a repeat of what happened 2,010 years ago.
And I just thought you had to look after or look out for the Romans. But no, clearly it's some of the New York laws as well that are clearly crucial to that side of things.
That's right. Big sign at the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, and the George Washington Bridge: Mary and Joseph need not apply.
Unbelievable. Never mind. We're going to go on to talk about that, plus more things in a few moments. This olfactory line of going into an art gallery and sniffing the absolutely wonderful aroma of a bagel, of a hot dog, of any of those kind of things. Is this artistry gone mad?
No, I don't know. I think it's kind of cute. I really do, especially at the holiday season time, because, I mean, so much of the holidays is the smell of the food cooking and all of that. So, I think it's nice. It happens to be one of our major prestigious museums, the Museum of Arts and Design. It's on Columbus Circle. And what they've done is they've set up this whole sub-museum, so to speak, which has all of the different smells, as you've indicated. And it's kind of nice. It is. So it gives the gets the Gabby Cabby stamp of approval.
Which is all great from that point of view. Now, moving on from that, Gordon Brown, known, of course, to many a Brit citizen over the last decade or so as being the Iron Chancellor, the man who, it would be said, that he actually single-handedly saved the world and the globe from going into meltdown with the recent financial crises. A gallery's taken up a two-year sojourn in your very city, Peter.
Well, I got to be careful now. I am kind of outspoken. But I am a guest in your country at the present time, so I have to be kind of careful the way I say this. I don't like government leaders, and I don't like media people. I don't really think they're too bright. I had attended a number of Bush's press conferences at the White House, and when I came home, I said to my wife, I don't think this guy's too bright. And it really had nothing to do with his politics. Well, when I heard that Gordy was taking over New York City to make the almighty dollar and was going to be talking about his new book, who in the world would buy his book? In any event, I decided to go to NYU, which is one of our colleges here, to hear him talk. Now, I hope everybody understands what I'm about to say. I was only a few feet away from the man, and I got to tell you something. He's not too bright. I don't know how, but then again, I don't know how anybody gets to be anybody. So I don't know how he got to be prime minister. That doesn't particularly mean I like the guy now, but in real life, he's just not bright. What can I tell you?
There is a suggestion, of course, and clearly this has been put out, that he simply was an arrangement that he actually had with that other wonderful chap, Tony Blair, who, so it's an interesting line there, that there was
Now you're talking about Tony Blair, the showman, the con artist, the performer, the Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was sent to the White House by Central Casting. Hey, is there anybody out there who can play the part of a president? Yeah, why don't you use this guy, Ronnie Reagan? He did it plenty times. Okay, now it came time to have a prime minister in England. Hey, anybody? Yeah, I like this guy, Tony Blair. He knows exactly how to act like a prime minister. No, see, that's why Tony was so successful and Ronnie was so successful, because they were the ultimate con man who did their jobs as if they were playing in a movie.
Well, that works perfectly well from my point of view. Now, what's the city of New York like? Because I have actually been informed by our regular colleague, our BAFTA award-winning director, in fact, television director of such luminary shows as Doctor Who, Coronation Street and so on, that Graham Harper will be making his way over to New York. And he said he remembers chatting to you on another station, or in fact, Siren's sister station, Southside Broadcasting, back in 2001, 2002. He was so impressed then. He always said if he ever gets to New York, he was going to seek you out. Now, can he actually book you for a guided tour of the wonderful world of New York?
No, he can make a new television series and we'll call it, how about Taxi? And it'll take place in a taxi garage with a lot of interesting characters. That's what he can do if he's coming to New York. I guarantee you, with me as the star, it will be a hit.
Do you know, I think we're actually sort of speaking on the same lines there. I mean, Danny DeVito, we can find some replacement and some successor for him to look after, etc. Is New York getting all festive now? I mean, have we got ice rinks and things in place? Is it a case of Bloomberg can actually turn around and say, look, these things happen, whatever? What's the general feeling on the streets, Peter?
Well, okay, the general feeling it is Christmas week, so everybody's in a good mood. Remember, there's a large percentage of the city that doesn't celebrate Christmas because Christmas is for Christians, and we have lots of Jews, lots of Buddhists, lots of Muslims, lots of everything. So there is a good portion of the city that considers this just another week. And you could go to neighborhoods where you would think it's just another week. So the city, you know, is decorated, and it's all set for Christmas. And for that portion of the city that are Christians, it will be very nice and very lovely. But for a good many people, as I say, they'll just go back and go to work. The thing that you were alluding to with Bloomberg was the fact that the city government lost $80 million because one of the commissioners swindled it from one of the departments. And Alex, you don't mind if I call you Alex. I would just like to know, if $80 million was missing from your bank account, wouldn't you notice it?
It's a tough call, isn't it, really? Because every so often you can think, is that chump change? Is that just pocket money? Is it just something which can kind of inconveniently slip aside? I don't know.
I mean, I just don't know how a politician can look into the television camera and say we've discovered for quite some time that $80 million is missing. I don't know who loses $80 million, but that was what that remark was. And, of course, it made him sound so unbelievably stupid because it was a stupid remark. And they've given a very severe punishment to the person who stole the money. They've suspended him from his job without pay. That's real punishment, you know?
I think so. He'll clearly have to come up with a fashion design which can only be described as, I think you actually put it, half suspenders, half packages, half... Well, what have we actually got here in terms of this fashion design we've got?
All right, young black kids like to wear their pants low, coming down over their tushy, as we would say in New York City, the behind. Come to think of it, white plumbers do the same thing. But in any event, somebody has come and invented a garter-type apparatus, which you attach to the pants so that if you want to wear your pants low, exposing a part of your behind, it will only do it at the level you want it to do. So it's adjustable. Before, you would just wear the pants loosely, and where they would fall, you know, would depend on, you know, the size of your behind. So this is a gadget, and it probably will sell quite well because, as I say, if you add up all the black kids who wear their pants low and all the white plumbers who wear it low, you got a huge market.
I agree. I can tell you're choking with the emotion of the whole thing there, Peter. I mean,
it's the fresh air, that's fresh winter air that's coming from you people.
And by the way,
as long as I'm attacking people, I mean, I love talking to radio stations in the UK, okay? I mean, I really do. But why is it that every radio station, you haven't done it yet, so now I'm going to intimidate you into not doing it, every radio station in the UK that has called me in the past week asks my advice on how to remove snow. What's the matter? You people don't have any shovels over there?
Well, you see...
What you do is you put a coat on, you go outside, and you shovel.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
It's such a tough call, because as you'll appreciate, you know, we see this thing called frozen water beginning to land in phenomenal quantities, and we think, we just don't know what to do, so we become lost. I mean, it's rather like somebody described us as Britain is a bit like Finland used to be in the 1950s. But there we are. It's good for that. If you like to be as Finland was in the 1950s, come to the UK. There we are. I'll put that out on the globe. Work through that.
Good exercise, except older people be careful. Other than that, it's good exercise.
Very much. Now, looking at another one of these wonderful facts, I love these statistical lines that we've got here. 22,741 New Yorkers over the last several months have contacted the city's Department of Sanitation and arranged for the pickup of refrigerators, back to snow in various other ways there. In more than 11,000 instances, the machines vanished before the sanitation workers arrived to collect those refrigerators. What's happening? Is there a mountain of refrigerators somewhere in New York State that you haven't told us about, Peter?
Well, what it is that if you have a large appliance, like a refrigerator, a washing machine, you can't just put it out to be picked up by the garbage men. What you have to do is you call the sanitation department. They make arrangements to come and get it. But as that little lead-in suggested, they're showing up and they're finding them gone. And what's happening is that we all live, well, not all of us, but certainly in the United States, you live in a throwaway society, I guess up until this point, where everything just gets thrown and put on the garbage heap, and that's it. Well, obviously, there's a lot of people who are passing by saying, wait a minute, I think I could fix that refrigerator, I could fix that stove, I could fix that washing machine, so they take it. Now, the weird thing, which once again indicates that my theory that all government officials are stupid, is that it's actually against the law in New York City to take it from in front of somebody's house if it's been put out for the sanitation department. So in other words, catch the logic of this. If you pick up a refrigerator or a stove or a washing machine to take it back to your house to fix it so it can be reused, because the sanitation department was not able to pick it up and throw it on a garbage heap, you can get a ticket. How's that for logic?
It makes perfect sense after a fashion, but only after a fashion, really. What special treats have you got in store for yourself over the holiday? Do you get a break, Peter, or is it a case of, no, I've got to speak to that nice Dot in Adebayo, I've got to actually keep him entertained, because let's face it, without Peter Franklin, the Dot in Adebayo show would just, it would collapse. It would collapse into a morass of self-indulgent twaddle. There,
Alex,
I've laid the challenge out there, haven't I?
No, you did. Oh, did you do it? And we're talking live, right?
Indeed so, yes.
Okay, I will have to now advise the BBC that you're deranged. Oh, my goodness,
goodness.
You can never, never insult those people. My goodness, oh, my goodness. They are the most sensitive people on the face of the earth. Oh, there's going to be a tribunal at Broadcasting House in London to discuss your comment.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. I'll try to vouch for you in some way.
I'd like to feel it was fair comment up to a star, really, insofar as I just thought, oh, please, Dotton, just get together, get to the point. I don't know, I just find it slightly irritating.
No, Alex, will you stop it? You're destroying your radio career.
The BBC
is composed of sacred cows, okay? And no matter how incompetent or terrible they are, and I'm not refunding, not really.
Of course not. Exactly.
Dutton happens to be a nice guy. He really is. But because he lets me talk about anything I want, like you do.
There we are.
But the fact of the matter is, most of the people there who work in that organization are missing a screw. But hey, you're all paying for it, so enjoy it.
There we are. And clearly, the views of our contributors do not necessarily reflect those of Siren 107.3 FM. Just wanted to make that perfectly clear there.
Exactly.
An observation from that point of view. So, going back to the original point, in terms of Christmas period and the New Year, do you get time off? Do you effectively say, no, it's New York, it's Times Square, it become an essential part. We have to be in Times Square for the handover from 2010 to 2011.
The beauty of living in New York City is it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So everybody makes up their own schedule almost. So if you want to be off on a day, you're off on a day. If you want to work certain hours, you can work on certain hours. And this is not only in the taxi, transportation, hotel, entertainment industries and things like that. You can pretty much set your own schedule. I generally have always made it a custom on Christmas morning to drive the cab. And the reason I love driving the cab is because that's the day where you hear the most fights. Okay? That's the day where the wife says to the husband, "Where's the turkey?" And the husband says, "I thought you had it." And he says, "No, I thought you had it." And the next thing I hear, I got to turn around and go back to the house so they can get the turkey. Or you'll have the conversations about how, you know, never liked your mother, and I don't like your brother, and, you know, that's okay. It's wonderful. It's never-ending fights and arguments, and I do that up till about, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then I go back to my own home, where it happens to be very happy, because we're very well-adjusted people.
Exactly. You know, just relax. That's why we're doing a feature with Mike Daniel.
You have to enjoy. See, they always say, no, but you see, you have to enjoy other people's miseries, because then you will appreciate your own goodness.
Exactly.
So simple as that.
Positivity going out there all the time. Gabby.com is the web address to go to for even more fantastic information from, obviously, Peter Franklin. Peter, it's fantastic that you've been able to join us today. We've got those two final questions for you. I know that normally we have a whole team of folk. Well, I can guarantee that Kathleen Drury will be joining us shortly to talk about her fabulous work on the first ever Siren 107.3 FM calendar. I must really send you over a copy, actually, for 2011. Then.
Yes, please.
I'll do that. Exactly. Done jingles and various other bits and pieces. We'll go for that. So, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today on the Midweek Drive?
Absolutely, and you are as good as Dutton Adebayo, if not better.
Oh, my word, please. Can we look forward then to, in 2011, featuring you once again with your own unique, inimitable Big Apple views?
Yes, indeedy do. And everybody have a very nice Christmas and a very happy New Year.